But good morning, FreightWaves. Simplify, a small word at the heart of what we're going to talk about for the next 15 minutes. Freight and logistics are often described as a complex business, but as rates tighten, we must simplify. The need to reduce costs and make sure the time we spend in our business is focused on value-add tasks becomes more acute. We're going to chat this morning about FreightX and how that's simplifying accounts payable by providing straight-through processing for freight audit, payments, and funding. FreightX is giving our customers back time, saving cost, and getting them paid on time every time. So I'm joined today by Dan Heinen, the CEO of Kleinschmidt, the leader in EDI and API integration, and Pete Gowan-Locke from Connex, one of the collaboration partners of FreightX. So, Pete, for those in the audience who haven't heard about FreightX to date, can you tell us a little bit about how it's simplifying operational journeys for our clients, please?
Yep, very good, Nigel. Thank you. So FreightX is freight invoice processing simplified. There will be a lot of organizations, a number of organizations out there that say they do that. They automate invoice audit process and payment. So hopefully I will explain to you what will make us unique here. It's automated audit, payment, and incorporated funding as well, automated. It's precision, so guaranteeing shippers and carriers, business rules are complied with, giving them trust that the invoice processing it will be efficient. This is accomplished through using smart contracts, and it drives substantial savings in time and cost to audit and automate that payment process, as well as enabling access to funding.
Thank you, Pete. So Dan, you've built Kleinschmidt to be the market leader for EDI. And Kleinschmidt, as we've been able to announce today, is now integrated to FreightX and uses the data within your platform to enable that process which Peter described. So what is it that you saw in FreightX that you wanted to enable for your customers?
Well, after talking with the FreightX team, we came up with a solution to implement and integrate data as it's already flowing through the Kleinschmidt network. So we can seamlessly bring customers online to this new service by using that EDI data as it flows through in real time. So you'll be able to basically see your invoices being built as transactions flow through the network, from tenders to acceptances to statuses, and finally that invoice. So there won't be any surprises to you when you go to get paid or you need to pay somebody. So what I liked about it most was it's transactional and it uses data that we already flow through the network. So in the future, we can certainly integrate other API types of technologies into the space. But today, it gives our customers on our network an immediate access. And so it's just a matter of becoming a FreightX customer, telling Kleinschmidt that you are ready to be implemented, and we turn on the switch and you're there. So there won't be any delay in getting you up on the platform, and you'll be able to derive all those benefits from visibility to process improvement and financing options that are available out there. And so again, for all of our customers that are on our platform today, on our network, we'd love to offer that immediately to them.
Thank you, Dan. That's great. So Pete, taking a look at, you know, some of those benefits that Dan alludes to, you know, if we take a typical use case today where there's pretty much friction everywhere in this process, I think we know that invoice disputes are typically run at around about 50% more across the industry. And obviously that takes up a lot of time and effort from mm-hmm. the point of view of customers. You know, we're all chasing someone for payment. Cash flow's tight. We all want to get that money in. It's stressful. We, you know, have to work on a Friday to get that thing sorted so that everything's running smoothly within the business for a Monday morning. You know, can you walk us through how FreightX is changing that in practical terms? I know you've got a fantastic case study that you wanted to talk to us about today, so yeah, we could allude to that.
Very good. Thanks, Nigel. Yeah. So we're doing this on a shared digital ledger. It is guaranteeing the right rate is calculated, so and visible to both parties, shipper and carrier, on one single document. And a freight invoice, everyone knows the complexity, the number of variables that go into it can be tremendous. You know, you've got your line haul rates, miles traveled, origin, destination. So what's the fuel calculation? What's the fuel rate for that week or given month? What's the equipment type used? How many stops are there? All of these variables can go into impacting the rate and the invoice ultimately. And those that I've talked about are simply the known variables that happen during the upfront planning and routing of this move. Then you've got what happens in transit. The Achilles heel of freight invoicing and what happens during in transit. So you can have wait time charges, demurrage, shunts at different locations. So in those cases, we're using IoT devices to provide integrity of the data, whether it's GPS location to validate wait time charges, or is it cameras at gates in and out of yards to, and additionally, validate wait time charges, arrival times, departure times, cameras at loading docks to actually see what's coming off of the truck and validate any shunts that are happening within a yard for that. So these IoT devices, they really are starting to give visibility and integrity to the data that's coming in. Otherwise, your accounts payable team looking at those, well, how do they validate the charges that are on that? And what lookups do they have to need to do? We're using that data, making it actionable, processing it against the business rules, the contracts that are agreed upon between the shipper and carrier to really make that data actionable and process, drive decisions based on that data. So hence the automation and visibility into the entire end-to-end, whether it's in transit, before planning, from tender to payment, we're automating a ton of decisions on behalf of them so that it makes the accounts payable team far more efficient. And then from a carrier perspective, they know that they're complying with the business rules and the charges that they're submitting on this invoice, they can see that they've been approved throughout the process in real time. So when they submit an invoice, they're not questioning what audits will happen to this. You know, a week later when accounts payable team gets to it, they know that it's an already approved invoice that they're submitting. Once again, automation, helping that carrier get paid more efficiently and through automation.
That's great, Pete. I think one of the things that I've been listening to in terms of the stories you've been telling this week is, you know, we've got a customer that we're dealing with where when we implemented the solution, they had about 70% of their invoices, I think, were being disputed. And now it's under 5%, which is a fantastic story. And I think if anyone in the audience, you know, examines how much time and effort that's taking in terms of, you know, managing that dispute process and how much that's costing their company, and how much value add they could give to, you know, with those resources in another area, it's a bit of a slam dunk in terms of actually sort of implementing something like this. I think that then what Freightex is also then doing, as we've chatted about a little earlier, is then taking that approved invoice. It's then using AP automation to pull funds from an open banking account, and then exposing different payment modalities, which means that customers can get paid any way they like. ACH, or they can get an RTP payment, they can get a virtual card, we can distribute that card to a driver, to an individual, to a contractor, direct to debit payments and things like that. So that it just opens up the opportunity for you to ensure that those funds get to the right place at the right time, seamlessly, again, at a lower cost to your company. And then what we're also seeing with our partnership with MasterCard, which we should mention, is that MasterCard have developed this marketplace of funders, which they're bringing to market under a supply chain finance banner. It's a fantastic, obviously, to have MasterCard and the power of their brand and their global coverage associated with Freightex, which is excellent. And what we're seeing there is the ability to really get better funding options in relation to the freight industry. You know, it's making it more competitive, making it more compelling, using some of the data that we have within the system to inform transactional relationships and so on and so forth, to help underwriting processes, to really get those funds to people who need them and want them quickly, efficiently, and as part of this straight-through process. So that's something else which we're really focusing on with this is, how does this help the industry to, alleviate some of the problems of cash flow and, you know, getting that data into the system which Kleinschmidt are providing, that source data, you know, the idea of ensuring that invoice is correct, ensuring that payment gets to that counterparty quickly, and putting funding options around that to increase the speed and the flow of that. I think that will really, really, really help us. So, that's really great. Did you want to add anything else to that, Pete, in terms of?
Oh, just to touch on the substantial savings. You know, you nailed it. One client went from 70% disputes down to, in fact, it's around 1%.
Oh, it's 1%.
Nigel, excuse me. Yeah. So an amazing statistic. And just to give you an idea, an example of the time savings that can be accomplished there, we have a module which does accessorial approvals process, and it's automated through that. And to be honest with you, when I look at it, it's small functionality within our platform and how it's doing, but it's using those smart contracts, and it has eliminated 1,500 emails back and forth on a weekly basis between carriers. 1,500 emails on a weekly basis between carriers, submitting, asking for a ticket for this accessorial charge to be applied, receiving the ticket number back, and then submitting their accessorial charge for approval. We've automated that entire process. So taking 1,500 emails out of, a logistics team's at a shipper site and the carrier back and forth as well. So tremendous savings in time, as well as guaranteeing that you're following the contract process.
And I would challenge the audience to think about what that would mean to their business if they could take that sort of weight of email traffic out of their business on a day-to-day basis. And did you want to enter anything else to the
question? Well, yeah, I think the immediacy of the data getting into the system is important too. So you're gonna lower the number of disputes, but if the data can get there quick enough, you can actually solve some of those disputes before the before the shipment's even completed. So you can speed up the process there as well. So getting that data into the system transactionally as it occurs real time in the network, I think, is very important for this process as well, to keep everybody up to date. You see your invoice being built as the shipment is moving, and you can anticipate any problems.
Yeah, excellent. So I see we're sort of coming up on time. So I'd like to thank Dan, Pete, thank you very much for joining me up here. It's been a fantastic discussion this morning. So let's just wrap up on the key messages that we've learned. So process optimization, control of costs, and cash flow are critical factors in maintaining a healthy OTR industry. Freightex, which is the proposition we've been talking about, that enables straight-through processing from tender through pay payment to funding. The EDI messaging that Dan's organization provides and is integrated to this is really the bedrock of what drives that process and allows you guys as potential customers to come on board very, very quickly. And we are live with that today, so that's really fantastic. So, in finishing, let's simplify freight processing together with Freightex, and thank you very much for the time today.